Today is a day God made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so very much for joining our podcast today. It is most greatly appreciated. Number 160723-1. Although the difficulties we encounter may be serious ones, discouragement is never justified. We become discouraged because we reflect on our own powerlessness. On one side, we remember our past failures, and on the other, we place before ourselves the prospect of situations which are beyond our strength, making them appear like insurmountable mountains which crush, smother, and paralyze us. But a soul who has faith in God, who is sure of its God, well knows how to find a way to escape from these straits and make use of its own importance and difficulties as a springboard to plunge into God more by a strong, determined act of faith. God sometimes permits us to find ourselves in very difficult situations which cannot be solved by human means. He permits us to undergo painful spiritual trials, resulting in states of real anguish, and he permits this for the sole purpose of forcing us to practice the virtue of faith, which in certain cases can and must become heroic. If, then, God visits us with similar trials, we must believe that it is not because he has abandoned or rejected us, nor that he wants to discourage or destroy us. He acts thus to make us strong, yes, even heroic in our faith. We must believe in him, in his all-powerful omnipotence, believe in his word. Perhaps God delays to come to our help only because we are not yet to make an act of complete faith. He asks us, and he asked the two blind men in the gospel, "Do you believe that I can do this?" Matthew chapter 9, 28. And we do not yet know how to answer a strong, determined yes, without uncertainty, without any if or but. Yet even if our faith were strong, God could still test it as Jesus did, that of the Canaanite woman. If he does, we must imitate her. We must not give up, not cease to believe, but believe even more firmly so that he will be forced to answer us as he did that humble woman. Great is thy faith, be it done to thee as thou wilt.